Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Kush and Kai. I'm Kai.
I'm Kush. What's good, y'all?
Oh, another GD microdose. Things are happening being in the new year.
Nice. Oh. What's the good word?
I was just reading a little more about, this news came up a little while ago, but just the exact number that Disney can save about $90 million by not including Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean 6.
Okay.
That gentleman's fortune seemed to be plummeting fast with his vast sale of real estate and mansions and islands, accusations of mishandling of money by money managers, and then other just bizarre details from not just Amber Heard, but others about how he seems like a kook at times, which is, man, he...
It's not impossible for fame and celebrity and success to just make one go crazy. It just happens. But
he's
definitely a weird one.
Definitely. And then just the stories of him like getting advice from Marlon Brando about what kind of island to buy, and then being really into Hunter S. Thompson. It's like, yeah, that's the kind of insular logic that you're going for to maintain a healthy mental reality.
Now, backing up, $90 million, is that his actual, that's what he was going to get for?
He was him just being paid $90 million.
Just 90 up front, or
yep. That's wow. his take, and it's a hefty chunk of the film's estimated $230 million budget.
Do you remember when it was a big deal that Jim Carrey was getting $20 million for like the Truman Show or whatever it was?
People were like, what does he deserve? Yeah, that's way in our rearview mirror. And that's, where does he go from here? Cause is he already hitting a skid of,
I think Robert Downey Jr. only got $50 million for the Avengers, and that was before his back ends started kicking in. And then of course that was somehow another $100 million right there.
Yeah. I mean, he was in Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
True.
And then he's got one movie scheduled this year. This is Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. City of Lies.
That was that Tupac movie that never came out.
Yeah, so that's got to be amazing. And then he's got one in post production for 2020. Waiting for the Barbarians. I don't even know what that is. A magistrate working in a distant outpost begins to question loyalty to the Empire. Ooh, good stuff. And then, I wonder if we're gonna get a series of Nick Cage-esque the tax man's after me. Help, 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 I will do anything. more foreign projects, more ones based off they wrote the title. Ooh, Snow Moon Secret World. Maybe we're already there. What is this? Under a snow moon deep in the bayous of Louisiana, a mystical child is mysteriously delivered to a 200-year-old plantation where the ancients would care for her. Oh boy.
That could be cool.
I'm definitely curious now. I'm paying attention. Also, I was just checking out what's coming out in the new year here. I had missed that there's a Jacob's Ladder remake coming out in February. Did you know anything about this?
I did know about it. There's still there's nothing on the EPK, the Electronics Press Kit website. There's no details about it. Finally, articles just 2 days ago started popping up saying this movie may actually not come out in 5 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever the timeline was.
Dig. Well, look, guys, once it's out, it's out forever. It has no one attached to it I've ever heard of. But
it could absolutely be the same as Flatliners. Remember that remake that came out? No, you don't.
Nope, I don't. Michael Ealy, I know. There's a couple people in here. But the concept was so simple and serviceable and translates to, military foreign policy stuff that we're doing right now. So I'm like, why not? Yeah, it could be fun. There are movies that I liked and I'm like, go ahead, remake it. Let's see what you do.
Yeah, I'd be okay with the Jacob's Ladder remake. I just wonder what they would do with it. Vietnam seems a little dated, obviously. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. But I would check it out for sure.
And also, coming out in early in the new year, Lego Movie 2, which my daughter and I are super excited to go see.
Mm-hmm. That should be fun.
Down for that. And then another one we had talked about, which is a Liam Neeson vehicle for him to kill people with a snowplow.
Yes.
I want to see that.
Yes. What is the name of that again?
Cold Pursuit.
Cold Pursuit. Yes.
All right. Should we do a day and date one on Cold Pursuit? Maybe we should watch that and kvetch about it later. I'm definitely going to see that.
No, I'm there. Yeah, let's do that.
We should do that. And then Alita Battle Angel dropped into the tundra of February. It's going to do battle in the same month.
Yeah, Battle Angel was originally one of those December 21st releases that went, maybe we're going to sit this one out. And I think that was the smarter move.
Maybe if they didn't think they could compete with Mary Poppins, like, I don't know what to...
Nah, smart move, because... Whether you loved or hated any of those three Aquaman, Mary Poppins, or Bumblebee, like the box office was absolutely split. All of those movies
it was chalked
way more money than they all did, including Aquaman,
which is
almost $900 million worldwide now.
That's amazing. Congrats, Aquaman. I'm kind of tempted to go see some sharks with some freaking laser beams on their heads. And then also coming out head-to-head in the same month, and literally head-to-head, because I saw these trailers back-to-back. In the theater is the Liam Hemsworth and what's her face? Rebel Wilson. Isn't it romantic?
I told you about that. Yeah, that's...
Yes. But I was saying...
Liam Hemsworth in that?
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth. It's head-to-head with... I'm on IMDb right here. I'm saying it's head-to-head with what men want in one specific way is that four or five seconds into both trailers... Both of the lead women suffer head trauma, and then then their world changes.
Mm-hmm.
What? And then there was an Amy Schumer one where she gets hit in the head that kicks off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that was I Feel Pretty.
Yeah, why? What's up? Why are we hanging our hat on like I got hit in the head and everything changed here? Why is this popular now?
That's an old formula from like back in the 60s and 70s. It just explained everything, and the way you get rid of that. The problem is hit him on the head one more time, you know?
There you go.
Some Gilligan's Island logic.
I
Feel Pretty, the remake of Shallow Hal, which I also didn't see.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's the easy comparison to. I don't know if it's the official remake. Like What Men Want is absolutely a remake to What Women Want.
Is it a remake or is it just like a...
Oh, that's absolutely a remake.
No, I know. I know it's the exact same premise, but
if Mel Gibson showed up in that, I think I would shit myself right in the theater.
Could that happen, please? I mean, just have him.
Could happen.
Have him just be a jerk too. Do you know what I mean? Like, have him play that persona. That would be fantastic. But
have him do some throwaway line like I hear you, sister. Just like I've been there, done that.
Exactly. See, that'd be great, and he knows too. And then Tracy Morgan actually has a little cameo in there, and he elicited laughs from the entire theater. So I'm glad Tracy's back in action. That makes me happy.
What was it? The stroke line?
He
toast. Oh wait, no, I got toast in my pocket. Thank God.
Exactly. Yeah, that killed everybody. So fantastic. Glad for that. And then my daughter, a huge fan of Dwayne the Rock Johnson, wants to see Fighting with My Family.
Okay.
Which is the biography of what's her face?
Her name is Paige. Her wrestling name is Paige. I forget what her real name
Paige.
Is. But yeah, true story. This, I'm going to end up seeing this movie, Fighting With My Family. Here's the weird thing. I'm surprised this actually got made because like 2 weeks after it was announced that Dwayne Johnson and the $7 Productions and WWE, all these companies are merging together to tell the story of Paige. Paige actually ended up having like a sex tape controversy in the pro wrestling world where she was caught having an affair with a couple of wrestlers that was not her husband, the heavyweight champion Alberto Del Rio. It's something straight out of a storyline, but it was real and real graphic. And I was you're still doing this family movie?
Yeah, that's a rough spot for The Rock, who tries to keep it, you know, he wants to do another Jumanji, I would imagine. That's
Jumanji 2 coming out Christmas this year.
Is it?
Jumanji?
Oh, is there an outline for what's going on there?
No, they just signed Awkwafina to be a part of it though.
Fun. All right, I'm there. Good stuff. Let's see. Oh, one other thing. Barack Obama on a Billboard hit.
Oh.
He did a remake with Christopher Jackson and Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it again, in a Hamilton remix. One last time, Obama reads George Washington's farewell address. Under the song, somebody else did it, but it's his actual farewell address from 1796, leaving the presidency. But Obama reads it, and it charted. But like, another intersection of just like fantastic. Lin-Manuel can do no wrong. I hope we don't find anything out horrible about him. I'm adoring fan. Good stuff. Anything else? Any other microwing news?
Go check out Escape Room, y'all. It's way better than I thought it would be.
Okay.
It's still what you think it is, but it's actually entertaining. Strong opening, entertaining middle segment, and then the ending is definitely out of left field. It's not the best part of the movie by any means, but I chuckled.
All right, that's a good endorsement. I was afraid it would just be pretty formulaic and snore-worthy, but no, you're saying interest.
Good stuff. There's formula in there. What's a good movie without a formula? But the ending, I'm very so-so on. But gotcha. Otherwise, stand by for Escape Room 2.
Oh wow, yeah. I mean, they could just plug that right in there.
Don't you understand, Kai? Escape Room is the top grossing movie of 2019 right now.
Oh my gosh. I need to take a moment. Oh my gosh. All right, somebody's gonna unseat that thing. Maybe it'll be Captain Marvel.
It'll probably be the Bryan Cranston Kevin Hart movie that comes out next week.
Oh, there you go. Ellen catching heat for defending Kevin Hart and asking the Oscars to ask him back to host.
Yeah, all that's just stupid.
I was trying to avoid it, but the fam watches Ellen, and then she was cropped up. I'm like, wow, there are going to be some grumpy people on Twitter because of this. And yeah.
And lo and behold, there are.
Lo and behold, there are.
Well, does the family think about Ellen's forgiveness?
I think it was like sincere, and then for her as a former host, and then also as a LGBT rights person, it was like, I mean, she parsed out. I think a lot of the things that I guess I felt too, which was he'd apologized for this had come up already. He'd apologized. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, he hasn't done bits like this in years. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure. But if people go back and want to feel offended, then they, you know, we can't stop you. But I don't know. There's so many. I know we're not asking people worse than this to go host the Oscars, but it's sort of like, where was this outright when Eddie Murphy? You know what I mean? Like, where's the comparison here? We can't go back and magic eraser Twitter, but it's going to take like two generations for people to, I guess, get used to what that means in like a life cycle about tweeting things.
Well, the Academy should have never balked on the whole thing. They should have just stuck their ground and just, no, this is our guy. We feel confident in him, and we feel like he's a good dude that's going to make the show even better. I hope he doesn't come back to this. I hope he doesn't take the job now, because I think it's just tainted. The whole experience is tainted. Maybe next year for him. Everyone just has to lie in their shit right now.
Yeah, and then also because we're talking about it, they don't have a replacement.
They still don't have the replacement. I saw that. I saw people suggest like, oh, maybe have four or five different hosts come out, and that's a thing that could work, maybe. But
it's a suggestion for sure. Like, I mean, I do understand the argument where it's like, well, what about no host? Because than the intro monologue, and then. You know, yeah, some bits, the opening package. It's like it sort of bogs down parts of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no continuity. You could the committee of hosts is fine. You know, somebody and friends could work. You know, there's people with orbits of people in it.
I mean, anyway. if you've ever watched the Oscars, they always go back to the old file footage where this was literally just an industry awards show. It was literally just. A stage, they had a table out, 90 trophies. Hey, you were in that movie, come up here. Here's your trophy, say thank you, get off the stage. Let's go, let's all go to the Brown Derby now.
Yeah, and they like, this is already part of it where other people come up that won it before to hand it off to the, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't an alien thing, so I don't, yeah. Get one person to do the monologue, get somebody else to do, like, an interstitial if you really need that. Because the Oscars has changed. It's a different thing now. Anyway, so that was that. All right, well, yeah, I'm out of micro topics, but thanks for joining us.
I feel loose now.
Yeah, check out Kush's awesome reviews, KushandKai.com. Keep up with the Kush Hayes podcast. I'm getting a take on UFC that I usually don't get, that I'm treated to. Again, I'm tempted to gamble on a sport I know nothing about and have trouble even figuring out when the fights are. But it's good to be abreast of, like, oh, damn, no, he got beat. Oh, and then, yeah, seeing the headline, like, oh, yeah, they just moved the whole UFC event. I'm like, what? What the what?
That shit was crazy.
That is crazy. Anyway, check out Kershay's pod. Highly recommend. And, yeah, any other last words?
Nope. Hugs and kisses, y'all.
Peace. Hope your New Year's going great. All right. Thanks for joining us. Rock on, Kush.
Rock on, Kush.